When the Avos are told and given brachot about what the future of the Jewish people is, they're given different references to what the Jews are. Either the Jews are the stars, the Jews are the sand, or the Jews are the dirt. And often we think of it as the stars is really where it's at. That's the ultimate bracha, to be the celestial beings in the sky that are so powerful, so distant, so strong. Nobody can reach them. And then we think, to be the dirt. So the question I think that we have to wonder is, which one truly is the ideal? Which one is truly the best? Rabbi Rasner quotes Rav Lewin, who gives an amazing explanation, which he flips it completely on its head. He says the truth is that to be the stars are so far away, but each star is unique. Each star is by itself. Each star is independent. No star has the ability to rely on any other stars. They're just there. And he says that there is times where Klal Yisrael find themselves in that position where we're all spread out, we're all doing our own thing. It's not necessarily an ideal bracha. Sand is a huge amount that if you want, you can pick apart either particles or at least group of sand. Dirt, if you've ever tried digging out the dirt is really hard to move. It is bound together. Rabbi Lewin says that's actually the ultimate bracha. The bracha is to be like the dirt, which is that the Jewish people are so part and parcel of each other. They're one connected being. It is nearly impossible to separate them. That's the bracha. And if you read the pasuk carefully, what does it say? Vayazar acha kafar ha'aretz. That your children, Yaakov Avinu, will be kafar ha'aretz, like the dirt of the land, ufaratzta. And that's when they'll spread out. That's when their limits are boundless. A beautiful analogy. A person has a big group of sticks, and he takes them and smashes them over his knee. And all he does is hurts his leg. He tries again and again and again. No luck. Finally, someone turns to him and says, stupid. Watch this. He takes one stick, breaks it, takes the next stick, breaks it, and finally, he's able to break all of them. When we're united, we're like the dirt, we're all together, we're like all of those sticks, it's limitless what you could do. But when you pull them apart and look at them independently and individually, that's when you start having problems. It should be the greatest bracha for Klal Yisrael to feel that sense of unity so that we're indivisible and unbreakable. Have a great day.